each week at this time, or usually never, we honor a town, a village, a shtetl, if it's Poland, somewhere across the greater U.S. With our town of the week, here is Sarah Nix.
Blackstone, Virginia was just a crossroads back in 1788. These days, about 4,000 people live there. The town got its start, as so many American towns did, with a tavern, opened by John Schwartz. Other businesses moved into the area in the 1800s. Francis White opened a competing tavern across the street, and the two tavern crossroad towns' first name was Blacks and Whites. Other businesses moved into the area, and when the train came through in the mid-1800s, the town continued to grow. It was officially incorporated in 1888 under the name Blackstone.
Blackstone.
The town grew with the burgeoning tobacco plantations in the region. These days, the Blackstone Historic District still includes beautiful heritage buildings and a handful of architectural styles, from colonial and Roman revival to Beaux-Arts. And even the Schwartz Tavern building is still standing. It somehow managed to escape fires or demolition and is now on the Register of Historic Places.
What is?
The Schwartz Tavern, the original tavern.
Oh, the original Schwartz Tavern.
Visitors.
Was it called Schwartzville?
No, it was called Blacks and Whites.
It was never called Schwartzville.
No. Visitors can check out the heritage buildings. They can also stop by the Robert Thomas Carriage Museum with its collection of 24 restored carriages, sleighs, and buggies. If you're in town Saturdays in the summer, you might hear local musicians playing in the town square. And if you're there on the second weekend in September, you can shop your way through the Blackstone Arts and Crafts Festival. Hmm. And if you're a sports fan, you can watch the Kenston Forest High Cavaliers take on the Eagles from New Horizon Baptist School. That's our town of the week, Blackstone, Virginia.
So it was the Schwartz Tavern, and what was the other tavern then?
White's. Somebody White's Tavern.
Oh, because Schwartz is black in German.
Yes.
Now this is coming around.
Right.
Okay. Blackstone, Virginia.
It's not Schwartz. It's Schwartz or something like that.
Well, you speak German. I don't.
No, I don't.
Schwartz.
I don't speak German.
Okay. Then what are you butting in for?
I don't know.
What's the big deal about all of a sudden it's important?
My time to butt in. I'm done now.
We're calling randomly right now, or Lyle Anderson is back there. That's him calling randomly back there, just dialing numbers. He's not trying to get anyone in Blackstone, Virginia. He's just making random associations of numbers. It's a skill. Not everyone can do that. You try dialing randomly sometime. It's almost impossible. What's this? This is not even real. Why is this ringing? Look it. They don't even make these phones anymore. There's nothing. There's no need. There's a thing that goes to the thing. A thing, and it's got a dial. See that? Doesn't work. Artifice, stage prop. Does that mean you have someone? Yes, okay. Haney Robertson is in Blackstone, Virginia, and he's in the middle of his lunch right now, and we're going to talk to him. Hi, Haney, how are you?
All right, let's get this over with, will you?
Okay. We're about done right now, and Blackstone, Virginia is our town of the week. Did you happen to hear what she said about it?
Sarah? Yeah, I heard what she said.
Yeah.
Schwartz is German for black. The two old taverns were called Blacks and Whites.
Yeah.
And they decided in the late 1800s to rename it Blackstone in honor of the British attorney or judge of that era.
Yeah, that's interesting. So it wasn't after the black tavern at that point. With Blackstone.
That's right.
Interesting. Are you a lifetime native of Blackstone, Virginia, sir?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
And I left here in 1944.
Yeah.
Came back in 1951 and have been here ever since.
Yeah. Were you in the Army?
That was in the Navy.
In the Navy. And came back and lived there ever since. Raised a family there, I presume?
Yes.
Yeah. Have they all stayed in the area, or are they off and about?
They have all stayed in the area.
Well, that's fantastic. Wonderful. From a person who's a lifelong resident of Blackstone, can you tell us some of the highlights of the town as you know it, from someone who's lived there all his life? What are some special places in Blackstone, if we were coming to visit, that you would show us?
Well, I heard you mention Kenston Forest High School.
Yes.
And then there's Nottoway High School, which is a public school here in the county.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And other places of interest besides the high schools? Are there any of the old places still around in town? The old taverns, the old meeting halls, dance halls, or what have you?
No, not most of those are gone.
Yeah.
And we have a really nice country club and golf course.
Yeah. Do you belong?
I did, but I retired, and I got out of it because I'm physically unable to play anymore.
Yeah. Were you a pretty good golfer, though, then?
No, I never was a very good golfer.
What was your handicap at your
well,
time?
Well, my handicap was in the 20s.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what that means exactly, but I'm sure that's good.
No, that's not good.
Oh, that's not good. historical spots around town, if you're showing off, are there battlefield areas or spots such as that?
Well, you know, we're beside Fort Pickett. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Fort Pickett is out there, which is now a National Guard installation, but in 1940 it was built and served in the Second World War as a port of embarkation because we were close to Norfolk, and we had a number of, we had the 31st, the 28th, 29th, 45th, and others come through there on the way overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so is that where you first reported at Fort Pickett?
No, I reported to Fort Perry for boot camp, which is in Williamsburg.
In Williamsburg, okay. And then you went off. And then what field or industry were you in professionally?
Well, I had a business which is feed and farm supply for 60-some years.
Yeah.
And I retired a couple of years ago.
It's still...
My health is not good. I have peripheral neuropathy.
Oh, sorry.
Which is kind of bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it. And the feed business is still running, though, huh? The feed?
No, that's gone. That left with me.
That left with you, okay. Is it pretty much a big farming community nearby?
Well, it used to be, but it no longer. The people commute, and there's some small farms, just small cattle farms and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But we don't have much agriculture anymore.
Yeah. It had been tobacco, is that correct?
It was tobacco, and we still have a number of pretty good-sized tobacco farms in the area.
Yeah. Did you farm as well?
No. I had a farm, but I didn't farm.
Yeah.
I had cattle and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you miss that life at all?
No.
No. glad to be rid of that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite an amazing place there. And like, have you traveled much around the world? I bet you did. I'm sure in the military and so forth. But you always came back to Blackstone. So
yeah, I always came back.
Yeah.
And Blackstone is a good place to live. Our weather is moderate, really on the nice side. Mm-hmm. For example, today we're about 75 and the sun is shining.
Yeah. And I understand we're catching you in the middle of your lunch right now. Is that true? I'm sorry.
Well, yes, you are.
And what are we having?
Well, we're having, you won't believe this, a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Okay. No, I used to like those. When I was a kid, we had those.
Yeah, I like those. I have a varied lunch, and this is just one that I happen to have from time to time.
Yeah. So I assume we're not eating at the country club at the moment.
No, we're not.
Because they charge you an arm and a leg for a peanut butter and banana.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Do you cook for yourself? Are you a cook?
No, I don't cook. My wife is still living, and she's a wonderful cook.
Yeah. So you're
and,
good.
I'm 86, and she's 84.
Yeah, that's good. And you've been married how many years?
Married 57 years.
57?
She ought to get a medal.
She ought to get a medal?
Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe she gets one at 60. I mean, you know, another 3 years she'll get a medal, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Medal of Honor. Well, Haney, I want to thank you so much for telling us a little bit more about Blackstone, and I'm sorry to interrupt your sandwich. But
I'm sorry I didn't have a lot to tell you. We have some very nice restaurants here.
Yeah.
And
is there a favorite hangout of yours if you do go out to eat, where you like to go, one of those spots?
Well, I go to Mitchell's Restaurant or the Herb Cottage, they call it, and the Herb Cottage is a very nice restaurant.
Sounds good.
Good atmosphere and good food.
Yeah, and what is the herb that they use?
Well, that's just a name.
They
at one time were involved in herbs, but they don't actually get into that anymore. It's just a full-scale restaurant.
Yeah, because some of those herbs are probably illegal and can't mention them, really. Just cook with them.
No, they're not illegal. They're all right.
Thank you, Haney Robertson, very much. We have a little something for you.
We do. We'll be sending you the treasure of America's Dairyland in a delectable assortment of fine, handcrafted organic cheeses from southwestern Wisconsin Cedar Grove Cheese, supporting responsible ecological farming.
Thank you, sir. Very nice to talk with you.
Well, nice talking with you. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you for taking the time. Haney Robertson from Blackstone, Virginia. That's our town of the week. Nice gentleman. At first, I was a little afraid of him, actually.
He was stern.
So let's get this over with. But in the end, I think he enjoyed talking a little bit. He's a very nice gentleman. You want to handle this thing?
Oh, yeah, sure. Does somebody want to throw the dart for our next town of the week?
This is how we pick our...
We have a volunteer. You have to come down to the end of the row here.
Yeah, here come on down here and take this here.
Do you want to move the microphone while we do this?
Move the microphone? Is the microphone in the way?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Do I want to move the microphone? Move the microphone. Okay, I got it.
He's on it. You're Alice, and your friend?
I'm Alice Jensen. I'm from Fitchburg.
Thanks for coming. Let's throw the dart.
I'm moving the microphone. Good idea.
Do you have much dart throwing experience?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, here we go. I say aim for the edges, if you can.
Well, I want to hit Yankton, South Dakota. Can I do that?
No. We can't allow that. We can't allow that. Just close your eyes. It goes easier. No, not left. Is your left hand really the one you use?
I am left-handed.
Okay, that's all right. No, I'm not worried. Never thrown one before? No problem.
All right. We got North Carolina Havelock, North Carolina.
Very close to Yankton. Thank you. Nice job. Havelock?